This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shotgun snap for Mayfield. In the pocket. The ball is stripped. The ball is
Ebukon.
Out. Around the 38-yard line. No signal yet. Colts ball. It's Colts ball with a recovery by Dayo Odangbo. And a strip sack by Samson Ebukon. Dayo Odangbo with the recovery, and the Colts have 2 takeaways today, and Indianapolis has tied a season high with 6 sacks on the afternoon. They had 5 in Germany, so they now have 15 sacks in their last 3 games, and Indianapolis takes over after a takeaway, a strip sack recovery for the Colts.
Tanny found a Dayo Odangbo highlight. It was just him falling on a football to recover it. I'm sure you were... Yeah.
Get it?
I get it. I'm sure you were looking for something a little flashier, but you still found one. That's solid work.
No, but it works because of the relationship that JJ and I have, too. I might have to whiteboard this for speed.
Oh, no, that's right.
No, it's still your pinned tweet, I think, right?
It is, because it's my favorite moment that I ever had in television.
I see.
It was with JJ Stankovic.
Got it. That's right. I remember now. I'm an idiot.
It's all good. JJ is here to help us. He's joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. I'm sure that you have called out the name of Dayo Odangbo as he makes a play on the PA system for the Colts. Hi, JJ.
Hi, Lawrence. Hi, Speegs.
What's going on, man? So what does it sound like when you call out his name as the PA guy?
Sack by number 54, Dayo Odangbo.
That's outstanding. 54, 54 not available here, though, I don't believe.
Not available.
Really? Why?
Not retired, though.
Oh, just, so maybe it is available.
No, you just can't have it.
Yeah, okay.
Because they've had too many retired numbers.
That's right.
You just kind of can't. It's back in a... You can't have it.
Yeah.
You cannot have that.
I mean, you could take
number.
It, but then Brian would come calling, probably.
No, he's got a lot of help these days, so it's not going to go well for you. What are the Bears getting in Dayo Odangbo?
Loho, they're getting a big guy at defensive end, which I really like how he works in that Dennis Allen defense. He's 6'6", 285. He's strong. He can push the pocket. You know, he still maybe is working a little bit on refining some of his other pass rushing moves, but a guy is 25 and I think he's an ascending player. And, you know, I think we here in Indy were definitely interested in keeping him. But if you look at what the Colts did today in free agency, that money kind of going more toward the secondary when you have, you know, the Colts invested first round picks into Leiatu Latu and Kwity-Paye. They invested a lot into the interior of their D-line with DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart. Probably just not the room for Dayo Odangbo to spend, you know, however much he's getting from the Bears. So a really good player. guy who's well liked in the Colts locker room, who I think is probably still, you can define him as an ascending player still at this point in his career.
All right, that's useful context right off the bat. I'm so glad we called. I mean, it's like, because for every time you get excited about an acquisition, there's a reason that they're letting him go. He's coming out of his rookie deal. He's coming out of his rookie deal. He's given you nice utility. But it's not like he's a difference maker as an edge rusher where you're going to sign him. Like, we just got rid of DeMarcus Walker, you know, who's very good at holding the edge and could collapse the pocket, but not a ton of moves. You know, are we looking at it? It sounds like it's sort of what you're describing with the Dengbo. Like, they still need a flashy edge rusher. This guy is not that.
No, but I think if you look at how the Bears have that D-line set up, especially, I mean, I love getting Grady Jarrett in there. I think it makes sense to kind of have more of the power guy. It also, from my understanding of it, Dennis Allen, that's kind of something that he likes out of his DN. So Chicago, I thought, would be a great fit for Dayo Odangbo. You know, really happy for him. A guy who, you know, just a good guy, really nice guy. Every conversation and interaction I had with him was, you know, really positive. So, yeah, really, really happy for him. I think it's a good fit. You know, I couldn't tell you literally anything about DeMarcus Walker and how he compares to him, but I can tell you that, you know, there are believers in Dayo Odangbo, not just with the Bears, but around the league. You know, I think, you know, something Chris Ballard said is it sounds like his market, you know, the Colts expected his market to be pretty strong, and I think the contract he got and how quickly he was able to sign it probably showed that.
J.J. Stankovic does a little bit of everything for the Colts. You can read his work on Colts.com. You can hear all of the podcasts and all of the history stuff that he's done.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Down there for that franchise, it's been amazing to see. You seem pretty ready to empty the clip on a Dennis Allen scouting report. Go forth, young man. What do we need to know about how Dennis Allen does?
Literally, that's because I heard, I think it was Robert Mays say that on the Athletic Football Show. So I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, why the Bears would want, you know, a bigger defensive end at you know, to play in that Dennis Allen system. Now, don't ask me any follow-up questions like you just did.
All right,
I had
fair
one
enough.
Specific thing. Lawrence, I had one specific thing I was ready to bring here, and you go, let's get the Dennis Allen scouting report in here.
Hey, man.
All right, stop there.
Could be worse. He could have asked you about DeMarcus Walker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could have done that. All right, then I'll follow up with this. JJ, you covered a lot of Bears off seasons where it looked like the Bears had won in the offseason. When you look at the moves that they've made so far, does anything feel different from the teams that you covered?
Yeah, because they invested in the lines. I mean, how many, you know, I think about when I covered them in 2018, the investments they made that year were what, Trey Burton, Taylor Gabriel, Cody Parkey. You know, then yeah, they obviously went out and got Khalil Mack in the trade. But that offseason, it was, you know, oh, the Bears, they how could I forget my guy Chase Daniel was part of that that class as well. I like when teams invest in the lines in free agency. You know, if you don't have maybe this like glaring need at a certain other skill position, you know, or in the defensive backfield, like, hey, if you're going to strengthen one part of your roster that needs help in an offseason, you can usually do pretty well to do it on the defensive line and then the offensive line. So I like what I've seen from the Bears this offseason. It seems like, you know, you'll give Caleb Williams a really good shot at, you know, being a, you know, kind of taking that next step in year two with a really good interior. And then hopefully that defense under Dennis Allen can make a big leap, you know, with some of these investments as well.
God, it's so true. Every year, inevitably be like, you know what they really need to fix is the lines. They need to invest in the trenches. I mean, and I'm not even making fun of the opinion. I'm making fun of like the amount of times that we've heard it, because it's probably always had some merit, because it's freaking football, man. Olin Krutz, like all the guys we talked to, like reinforcing that. And I think the league is reinforcing that over the last couple years. Would you agree with that, JJ? That like,
yeah,
you well, know, because it's not about the quality of the running back necessarily as much as it's the quality of the of your offensive line and your commitment to it over the past couple.
Yeah,
years.
I think it goes hand in hand there, where, you know, it's, you know, I was just with a family member who's a Giants fan over the weekend, and he's still lamenting them letting Saquon Barkley go. And it's like, is he going to have that good of a year behind a bad offensive line? Probably not. So, and also, I feel like this with offensive lines, it's kind of this weak link system where you could have four guys who are good players and then one guy who's a liability. Defenses are going to attack that liability over and over and over again, and you're going to struggle. I mean, the Colts last year, they, you know, Will Fries, the guy who, you know, I know was on a lot of radars in Chicago, obviously, until the recent moves. But when the Colts had Will Fries in their starting offensive line, that was a great offensive line across the board. Five guys who were really, really good football players. All of a sudden, he goes down in week five, and the Colts did kind of struggle at times to replace him at right guard. And it did hurt their running efficiency until they got it figured out a little later in the year. So, you know, I know it's not the sexy thing to do. The sexy thing to do is to go out and get the receiver and get the tight end and get the, you know, the running back. But I think winning football still has got to start in the trenches. That's why, I mean, the Colts letting Odangbo go was not a sign that, oh, we don't care about the trenches anymore. It's that they have invested so much in that unit up front over the last couple of years that they could let Dio Odangbo go and still feel okay about the guys they have there.
JJ, as always, we appreciate your time. Say hi to my personal defensive coordinator and the boys, please.
Is that Betsy for her?
Oh yeah, because she knows
Chuck,
ball.
Chuck Pagano commentary from like 5 years ago.
She let us know. She let us know, and we were happy that she was able to let us know what the hell was going on. But now
all-time
he's back.
Moment right there.
Now he's back.
All right. Good luck with the quarterback.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Good luck indeed. That is JJ Stankovic of Colts.com. I'm not kidding, Speaks. He does everything down there.
I know he does. It's really cool.
It's a like for a guy that was shafted, quite honestly, with the way things ended for him at NBC Sports Chicago.
He's landed quite nicely.
This thing that he's doing down in Indy is pretty awesome.
Man, there's a crazy amount of Bears news and NFL news. We're going to keep you updated on everything. And a texter mentions the tight end Durham Smythe, the former Dolphin. Huh? Our guy Logan Paulson from Washington gave some incredible analysis about that tight end that really opens up windows into what Ben Johnson's going to do.
And the other tight end, too. You want more sexy football? It's on the way next here on The Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.